For a city with no Major League Baseball team, the minor league is a pretty big deal. So when the team formerly known as the New Orleans Zephyrs announced that their name would now be the New Orleans Baby Cakes, fans were understandably up in arms, perhaps none more so than writer Scott Gold. The name change has Scott mystified, leaving him wondering what a baby cake even is.
When I woke up and checked the news, I could hardly believe what I was hearing. I stared at my screen in disbelief. This was really happening. This was the new reality, and there was nothing that I could do about it. I had to muster every ounce of inner strength I had just to say the words, to make them real, to accept that this was the truth. The New Orleans Zephyrs are now the New Orleans Baby Cakes. That's right, baby cakes. My beloved Z's had gone from a cool, powerful win to, I can barely even say it, baby cakes. And the more I say it, the sadder it sounds. How could I possibly move forward in a post-Zephyrs America? My goodness, how could I even think of bringing a child into this world? Was I supposed to simply lie down and accept the fact that this was the new normal? That this wasn't such a big deal? I mean, after all, this is just a minor league baseball team, right? Wrong. I played ball from the age of 5 until I graduated high school at 18. I loved the game, and I always will. But we didn't have a team in New Orleans growing up. My father had to fly us to Houston for me to see my first major league game. In between, while traveling to visit relatives, I'd catch the odd minor league game here and there. I adored minor league ball, and I still do. So when the Zephyrs came to town in my teenage days, I was elated. And Zephyrs was a cool name, too. Some thought that the team's moniker, referring to a mountain wind, didn't make sense in the Crescent City, being that we have no mountains, but then others noted that the Zephyr was a popular roller coaster at Pontchartrain Park back in the day, so it did indeed have a big, easy connection. The name stuck. Until now. Baby cakes. Ugh. There's so much wrong with this name, it's difficult to know where to begin, but I'll try. First, I'm not the only one who's pointing out that there is, in fact, no such thing as a baby cake in New Orleans. We have cakes, and we have babies. And some of our cakes, specifically king cakes, do traditionally have plastic babies in them. But no one in the entire 300-year history of the city of New Orleans has ever referred to a king cake as a baby cake. Not once. Never. Because baby cakes don't exist. And yet, they are apparently now our baseball team. It boggles the mind. We don't even know what a baby cake is, for Pete's sake. But let's say, for the sake of argument and our own precarious sanity, that this refers to king cake babies. Okay, got it. This, however, is still a terrible name. What honest, self-respecting, hard-working, professional baseball player trying to make it in the majors wants to be called a baby? Or a baby cake? Our team name actually implies that our players are in diapers. It's as though an 8-year-old in California was asked what a good name for a New Orleans baseball team would be, and they just rolled with it. Then, of course, there's the mascot issue. I'm desperately hoping that they don't resurrect the dreaded Pelicans' King Cake baby, which is soul-deep, terror-inducing, pure nightmare fuel. Remember? As it stands, the baby in our new branding looks like the sibling of Chucky from Child's Play, or a Garbage Pail Kids version of Mayor Mitch Landrieu. 3 centuries of history and culture, and now we're represented by a menacing infant? Wait, you say, aren't minor league teams supposed to have amusing names? Traditionally, sure. There are loads of bizarre and hilarious minor league team names, including the Toledo Mudhens, the Savannah Bananas, Hartford Yard Goats, Montgomery Biscuits, Akron Rubber Ducks, and, most recently, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. But I would take these over baby cakes any day. I would take anything over baby cakes. The New Orleans Potholes. The New Orleans Boil Water Advisories. The New Orleans Bottle Cap Tap Dancers. Seriously, anything. I'm not alone here. Social media has been raging in recent days with the shock and disbelief of my fellow New Orleanians. When did they let drunk me name a baseball team? Asked one. Another created the hashtag, NotMyBaseballTeam, and suggested that we immediately protest in Lee Circle. This is not a bad idea. Because, I'll tell you what, I'm not just going to take this one lying down. We need to be active. I refuse to call my cherished New Orleans baseball team baby cakes. You'll have to pry my Zephyrs caps and jerseys out of my cold, dead hands. So be ever stalwart, my fellow New Orleanians, and know that when the going gets tough in this town, the tough don't settle for babies. And just remember, at least we still have the Saints. For WWNO and NOLA V, I'm Scott Gold. Go Zephyrs.